Hello there, it's Clint Salter from Studio Success Formula and welcome to lesson number one, Know Your Numbers. I'm really excited for you to be here and I cannot wait to get into this training with you. Now, look, I know you didn't start your dance studio to be a numbers wizard, but it's really one of the most common aspects of a business that studio owners miss or simply hand over to someone else because you either don't have the time to learn about them or you just, you know, find them boring and you'd much prefer to plan a dance class. I totally understand where you're coming from, as that was me 14 years ago. I had a dance studio that I opened when I was 16 and we had a lady in the office that took care of all of our invoicing, chasing fees, you know the drill. And so at the end of the week, my business partner and I would simply split the profits once all of our expenses were paid. Obviously, the amount that we took home every week and our expenses, you know, it varied all the time. And in the holidays, we got nothing. This type of studio is what I like to call a hobby business. And I'm going to explain coming up the different levels a dance studio moves through, you know, from being a hobby business, you know, which is really at the bottom of the ladder. In saying that, though, there is nothing wrong with being a hobby studio, but most studio owners that I work with and that are on this program that are members of Studio Success Formula, you know, they really want more. So before we jump into my plan for you on how you can not only know your numbers but make them work for you, I want to just have another look at the different levels of dance studios that exist. Now, you may have already seen the free training video series that I put out, and so I just want to re-go over these because I think it's really important and crucial that you've got a solid understanding of, you know, where your studio currently sits in the moment. And, you know, what I'd love for you to do is to look back on this once you've completed the Studio Success Formula program to see how far you've really come. And so, you know, from the local studio that's based on fun with about 30 students to your studio that has, you know, hundreds of students, multiple teachers, and could be turning over more than $1 million. That's what we're going to go through right now. You know, you can really create a thriving studio by becoming the go-to studio in your area. I now want to show you the process and the journey of how you go from being, you know, a hobby studio all the way to how you can be the go-to studio. So let me take you on this journey. And unless you purchase an existing dance studio, then most of us start with a hobby studio. A hobby studio is a studio that's generally got between, you know, 0 to 200 students and runs from a local community space and makes up about 30% of the studio industry. Some studio owners can make a small living from their hobby studio, but most of them really want to take it to the next level by increasing enrollments and systemizing their administration, which we all know is a big one. Hobby studio owners feel frustrated by the amount of work they're doing and with the very small financial return that they're getting back. So the next step, well, that's about being discovered. And a discovered studio has between 200 to 400 students and operates from a community space or your own venue. This is where most dance studios stay, in the discovered space, which this makes up about 40% of the dance studio industry. At this stage, studio owners are dealing with more challenges, including teacher recruitment and retention, trying to keep all the students and parents happy. This is also the phase when studios either sink or swim. Without a solid business model and a really robust marketing and engagement strategy in place, a large percent of studio owners in the discovered phase will shut up shop or sell due to not evolving with the business, as they still keep doing what they were doing when they had a hobby studio. And we all know that if we keep doing the same action, we're not going to get a different result. So they haven't reached out to a mentor or a trusted advisor to guide them through the transition, you know, out to the other side. And congratulations, that's what you've done by investing your time into the Studio Success Formula program. Really thrilled that you are joining us on this, and I can't wait to see the great results you're going to get. You know, the next step is the locally famous studio, and 20% of studios get to this stage. These studios can have anywhere from about 400 to 800 students, sometimes even more. Look, it's a real achievement to reach this stage in your studio, because by this stage you've generally built some awesome systems in place. You've recruited responsible and passionate teachers that the students love, but of course the challenges still continue. You're working harder than ever, and sure, you're earning good money, but you feel like you have no life. The phone calls and the emails are constant, and the studio becomes your entire life. As the studio grows, you're finding it harder to meet everyone's expectations, and you know that something needs to change. 90% of studio owners who become locally famous won't get to the next step, as they have done as much as they know and are confused on how they can really take it to the next level without feeling more stressed and more overwhelmed. So where do we go next? Well, it's the go-to studio. And only 10% of dance studios make it to the ultimate step, which is to become the go-to studio. Now, I'm going to spin you out a bit here, as I've worked with go-to studio owners who have anywhere from 200 up to 2,000 students. It's a true story. Now, you may be asking, how can a studio with only 200 students become a go-to studio? Well, it's because they have mastered, you know, all three areas of the puzzle to create a highly profitable dance studio. They've built solid, you know, solid business model with processes and systems. And the great thing is they've got multiple revenue streams in place. So they're not just relying on group classes, which means it frees up their time. You know, they have passion and excitement, you know, responsible. They've recruited responsible and an experienced faculty of teachers and staff. And you know what? Their marketing and engagement plan is working for them 24/7, you know, 365 days a year, which means they are always enrolling new students. Now, look, there's no magic pill for this, and it certainly takes work to get to this stage. But when you follow a proven formula or recipe like the Studio Success Formula Program, which we are doing over the next 12 modules, you know, that's when it's efficient, effective, and productive, and that's how you can get to that place of becoming a go-to studio. You know, you might have already done this, you know, when you watch the free training videos, but I want you to take a moment right now to establish where you are on this ladder to becoming the go-to studio. You know, take a minute, really visualize where you want to be. I can now tell you that the Studio Success Formula Program is going, 100% is going to give you the tools, you know, so that you can reach that point of becoming a go-to studio in your area. And I'm so excited for you that we're on this journey together. You know, I'm going to give you the recipe. I give you everything that I know, everything that I've been working on and working with my private studio owner clients for many, many years. And now it's your opportunity to take those formulas, take those blueprints and roadmaps and really put them into action to get your studio to the place that you want it. Okay, so first thing is first. We now need to get really clear on where your business is at financially. We need to uncover and document all of your expenses and income streams to get real about where you're truly at in your business. Even if you are using a software program, I want to be able to see all of your income and expenses in one sheet. And so should you. You know, this means that you can be on top of your numbers regularly rather than just once a quarter. And I know some studio owners who are only looking at their numbers once a year. Over the last 13 years, I've been in the dance studio world, and I've recognized an absolute need for studio owners to take responsibility and know the numbers of their business. I love the saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And unfortunately, this rings so true for dance studios. As a teacher, I'm sure you never walk into a class without a plan or wing it or leave it up to chance. So why would you wing your finances? This is certainly not a lecture, guys, but more a lesson for someone very passionate, you know, a lesson from someone who's really passionate about getting real about the numbers and, more importantly, knowing them. I've seen the very budget I'm going to walk you through now change the way that studio owners operate, and they've been able to increase their business within months. Now that's exciting. So let's dive in. Oh, and guess what? As a bonus, I'm going to give you a personal budget template so that you can do the same with your personal life and your personal finances. There's a great app you can download called Dollarbird where you can track all of your personal expenses and income, and it will show you super cool graphs on where your money is going. Now, I warn you, it's equally as exciting as it is scary, but I suggest you do this for about 90 days so that you can get really clear on where your personal money is going. Personal budget, as I mentioned, you can down below this video, download it, and it's formatted exactly the same way. And so I'm going to run you through this so you can apply it to that budget too. I've created this budget so that it's easy for you to understand the core essentials. You can get more complicated and more in depth, but for the majority of studio owners, this is super efficient. This budget is separated into two areas. You'll see expenses up the top, and as we go down here with the purple, you're going to see the income. On the first tab is our master budget, and you'll see the additional tabs have the months of the year on them, so you can keep accountable and on track 365 days a year. See down here, master budget, then we've got January, February, March, and so on. So let's go back here to our master budget. On the left-hand side, you're going to see a list of typical expenses for a dance studio. You may have less line items here, or possibly you could have some more. There is a column that says other right here, where you can actually put in other expenses if you've got them. Okay, so what we're going to do here, my team and I have worked out all the formulas for you. So it's really important that the only thing you need to enter in any numbers in is this one here is the total year sales. The first thing you need to do is to look over your reports from ideally the last two financial years so you can come up with accurate expense projections. If you're a new studio, hey, no problem. You can estimate the numbers based on your current finances, and those you project will be coming in. Now, some of you out there will be wondering why I streamline expenses and income across the year, and my answer is simply because of cash flow. As a studio, you're rarely generating consistent income, and what I mean by that is your income comes in big chunks at the beginning of a new term or a month. Then you might have low income for a few weeks. Plus, let's not forget the holiday periods where you may run some workshops and income gets different. So my process is going to assist with cash flow and keep you in the know about where each dollar is going in and out. So now let's put the sheet into practice. As an example, I want to say that your rent, so we'll find rent just down here, and remember only in year totals. Let's say that your rent is $90,000 a year. Okay, and you can see that it's going to work out what that's costing you a month and also a week. Simply add that amount to the total year. So automatically you're going to see what I just said. You're going to see your month and your week. Now let's do another one. Online marketing. So if we find marketing, online marketing right here, let's say that you're spending $3,000. Now that's not a lot for online marketing, but as an example, let's say that's what you're spending. Now this may seem basic, but your foundation needs to be set before you move on to bigger and better things. I always say if you build a house on sand, it wouldn't last long for it to fall apart. And this is exactly the same with building your studio on a solid foundation, so it has the infrastructure to grow while increasing your earning potential. You'll now see down the bottom here the total expenses as we've added them up. See down here, $93,000 for the year, $7,750 for the month, and $1,788.46 for the week. Okay, and it's added up what we have in each of the two columns. So now let's go down to income. It's exactly the same format, not as many cells here. and so we're going to go down to income. It's the same format right here. So let's go along and put in some figures. Now, we want to put in what the projected income is going to be. And so let's say for projected income for our group lessons that we're going to earn $160,000. So we're going to pop that in there, and then let's say that we're going to get $15,450 for studio hire, $15,450. So we're now going to see down here that our income our gross income is $175,450 across the year. And then we can see that it's broken up here. Now, I haven't put anything in the tax because you're going to need to check with your accountant. Every tax, every country has different rules when it comes to tax. So make sure you include that as well, because that's then going to impact what your net is as well, the net income that you're bringing in. And then you're going to see your profit here as well. So you can see here, if we're just basing it off expenses and income, that our profit is going to be $82,450. Pretty cool, right? All in one page. Now, the cool thing is, this is where it gets a little bit interesting. So you've projected your expenses and income, but how do you know whether you're staying on track? Well, look, this is where you can go to the next stage. Once you're comfortable with this, you can go to the next stage and you can look at monthly. Okay, so if we jump over to January right here, let's have a look at this example, and you can see there's going to be some numbers already in here. So let's say in January you spent $3,000 $300 in online marketing. So we've got 300 here, and you can see that what is projected for the month from our master is $250, which means we're actually over $50. Okay, so what we're going to do here is go to Studio Hire here and say that this was $7,500. So no increase, $7,500, maybe not $75,000. And so cool, we can see here that we're even for this month. And so if we go down to group lessons, right here, let's say that we made $16,000 in group lessons. We were pretty busy in this month. And so you will see the increase that we've made here. Pretty cool, right? And then in Studio Hire, so we're up $2,666.67. And then in Studio Hire, let's say we got 1,000. So we're actually going to see that we're down. And so when we come down here, what we'll actually see is that when we go down, so when we look at lessons, so we're going to see we've got $16,000 here, perfect for group lessons. The month projected was about $13,000. Our studio is $1,000 here, which means we're down in that. And then you can see the totals that we've got down here. So you can see the net total and income for the actual month that we've got. So here we've got for the actual month. Here is our projected, so we can see that we're actually over, which is a great thing. You know, we're over for the month by $2,379. Now, if we go back to the master spreadsheet, stay with me on this one. If we go back to the master spreadsheet, we can see our year totals, so how much we've actually, what we're up to. And as you go through the months and fill this in, you'll be able to make a comparison.
Thank you so much for joining me. You know, you can now see how implementing a budget into your business will dramatically change the way you look at your studio. So now it's your turn. Before heading on to the next lesson, please complete your budgets. Again, thank you so much for joining me on lesson number 1. It's been exciting, and I look forward to seeing you in our next video. Bye for now.